Well, we're coming to the end of one of the most extraordinary fortnights in Queensland's history. In that time, we've seen three quarters of our state devastated and torn apart by raging floodwaters. Tragically, those floodwaters have seen loss of life. Very sadly, I can advise you that this morning the search and rescue teams located another woman who was found deceased near Grantham. This brings to the total numbers of deaths this week to 16. We send our sympathies and our condolences to her family, and we say to the community of Grantham, we mourn your loss. We've not only seen people lose their lives, we end this week with many people still missing and unaccounted for. Some 53 people today are missing or unaccounted for, and 12 of those we continue to hold very grave concerns for. We've also seen the devastating loss of homes, of businesses and of communities, and a massive dislocation of people across the state as roads were cut and as people were taken out of their homes. The number of communities in total that have been affected either by inundation or by being cut off and isolated by this event over the last fortnight across our state now numbers 86. The number of people who are currently living in evacuation centres, emergency accommodation, numbers 4,436. This is a massive exercise right across the state and one that is set to continue for a very long time. The number of houses affected are still being tallied, but the current estimate across Queensland sits at somewhere around 17,500 homes affected by flooding in this crisis. We've seen highways and railways cut, and many of them unlikely to return for some time. I'm very pleased that we've seen the rivers, what seems to be, very steady at the moment in Gundawindi, and we no longer hold the concerns for Gundawindi that we held this morning, and we're very relieved, along with the town of Gundawindi, that it is not going to join those 86 towns and cities that have experienced the devastation of these floodwaters.